This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here are some of today's headlines. 18 people were arrested in New York at the U.S. mission to the United Nations on Thursday. They were protesting the U.S. government's failure to sign on to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons. Ithaca residents Teresa and Ellen Grady were among those arrested. Both are longtime anti-war activists. Thursday's protest was held while signatories to the treaty met nearby. The U.S. didn't participate in the meeting. Ellen Grady was briefly detained by German authorities this summer while protesting the U.S. storage of nuclear weapons in European Union countries. Seneca County is putting $500,000 from its federal American Rescue Plan funds into a new trust to address the county's housing crisis. FingerLakes1.com reports that the County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously for the money to go into the newly created Seneca County Housing Trust Fund. The trust fund is operated by the county's planning department with other county officials. Housing projects by the Finger Lakes Regional Land Bank, Seneca Housing, a nonprofit in Seneca Falls, and redevelopment of the former Willard Psychiatric Center campus in Romulus will get top priority. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.